You are absolution. As I delight in the caress of your warm breath against my neck, fingertips glancing my slender torso, I am exonerated of an immutable sorrow. No appeal for clemency required, for it is granted by the silky strobe of your lashes upon my nape, guarantor to each pore that eagerly gapes. Licorice locks coiled tastefully about my downy shoulders, worn as impenetrable coat of arms in place of immodest burden. Your taste upon my rosebud lips, tactile and abiding, ever obliging, mercury kisses which need not bid to unfurl. Pooling around my tongue as I savour the silvery white slather of your own, squeezing ever so gently as though coercing captured calling, from the soul deep within the labyrinth of my bones, that part of me died long ago, you placed blood-stained lilies at my graveside. Your crystalline teardrops danced upon the parched earth, and once more it generously bloomed. That part of me is the living art within my sempiternal gaze, your pelt, the only canvas within which I desire to be framed, painted with the stolen smile of Mona Lisa, Capolavoro, Abandonado di Da Vinci. You are absolution. As I delight in the caress of slender fingers down my spine, every vertebra you reinforce in titanium. Then, as the temperature soars, I change to your living colour. We make passionate love beneath the glow of the velvet moon, leaving but a single impression on the bedsheets. None before us so well attuned, for we have bled into one now, shall not come undone now. The shadow we cast is of a pair of long-lost lovers, divorced of earthly others, finally reunited within a single inviolable skin. Waltz your timeless waltz, my beloved, for you lead with an elegance the luminaries of heaven dare not covet, and I trace each flawless footprint with credence absolute as we ascend the long and winding staircase together in deathless binding.